Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Meta Musings. I'm your host, Misty Garcia, and I just want to thank you for anyone who's listening live on Blog Talk Radio or on Periscope, and anyone who is listening to the replay. We really appreciate you joining us. And tonight, my guest is Patty Universe, and we're going to talk about Candida, what that is, how it can be affecting you, and also how you can help to heal and start on a healing journey. So with that being said, I just want to welcome Patty to the show. Welcome, Patty.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Misty. It's an honor to be here.
I'm so grateful that you decided to be a guest on my show and talk about this, because it's been a life-changing experience for me, and I learned about Candida through you. So I'm so grateful that you are able to join me tonight.
Thank you. Thanks so much. And yeah, you know, really, there's so many people out there who are actually struggling with symptoms of Candida, and they have absolutely no idea. And I used to be one of those people, too. And I really didn't know how much I didn't know until my body totally broke down, and I had to go through a really scary process of wondering if my life was at risk, all these things, really terrifying. And then I happened to stumble upon this cleanse, Candida Cleanser, which you have now completed, and it also changed my life completely.
Yes, I am so excited to talk about that also, but I wanted to kind of start maybe with if you could share a little bit about who you are and what you do for everybody.
Sure. So my name is Patty Universe, and I'm an artist, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a certified theta healer. I'm also the spokesperson of Candida Cleanser. They just made me their spokesperson last year, but I didn't always have that role. But what happened was, after I healed my own body, I became so passionate about sharing that the company ended up really taking notice of everything I was doing online, and they made me their spokesperson. So I work with people. I work with I share a lot of free content on Periscope, but I also work with people one-on-one, coaching them not just on Candida healing, but also on healing themselves, healing their mindset, shifting their mindset, and how to actually create the life of your dreams, which is really possible. And
yes.
And then I also do group coaching and an amazing support group on Facebook for Candida Cleanser as well.
Yes, and I'm part of that group as well, and it's amazing there with so many, like, supportive people and wonderful information, and it's a really great place to be if you are interested in learning more about this and doing the cleanse and all of that.
Yes, it's on Facebook. It's called Candida Cleanser Support Group. And there's more than 2,500 people in this group. And it's kind of a radical place when you come in there, and maybe you're brand new to understanding Candida and our food and health and bacterial balance in our bodies. And I believe in this group right now, there are people who are really leading the charge and having actually started to heal themselves from something that people struggle for many, many years, sometimes a whole lifetime, never really knowing how to take care of their fungal candida infection. So it's really amazing. We're really just at the beginning of a movement, I would call it, of true healing in the physical body.
Yes, I definitely agree with you, because when I first learned about this from you, I had suffered from migraines since I was a little girl. And I mean, the earliest ones I could say probably around 8 years old. And as time went on, they just got worse and worse and worse. And before I started doing the cleanser, I was having, at one point I had a month long migraine in and out of the hospital. And then I would have them probably like 2 times a week and be in bed for, you know, days sometimes. So, and after the cleanse, I have not had one since I've finished. I mean, there was an initial right afterwards. I got like a big, you know, headache right after finishing, but after that, I haven't had any, and it's amazing.
Yeah. And you know, I've been there before. I haven't been there to that extent where I'm, wow. I mean, I just can't imagine how debilitating that would be to have, multiple migraines a week, let alone in a month. I used to get them with my cycle, and it was awful. It takes you out completely. Not only that, I used to have chronic hay fever allergies for pretty much most of my life that I can remember. And that really kept me from living a good quality of life for a really long time as well. And so, you know, once anyone's body is having these autoimmune issues, we start functioning at a much lower percentage than where our potential, and we can get so used to that. And, you know, now that you're on this other side of it, just like me, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, like there's so much more we can accomplish now with all of that time when we're not suffering through all of these issues. So it's quite amazing.
Yes. It's almost like you get used to feeling bad, so you're not aware of how good you can really feel, you know? Like the bad becomes your norm, and it just is kind of like, oh, this is how it's supposed to be. But once you, once I got rid of that candida infection and I started feeding my body better, I was just amazed at how much better I felt and how much energy I had, and I had no idea how bad I felt.
I know.
It's amazing. Like, wow.
And so many other benefits too, right? Besides not having migraines anymore, there's so many other benefits that, things that we thought were normal aspects of like aging and gaining weight or skin issues or skin texture changing as you age, because I'm 37 now. And I feel like I look younger than I did 10 years ago. And I feel younger than I did 10 years ago. Because actually, the fungus can get into your body in so many places, especially the skin. And, you know, we can actually be aging prematurely because of candida as well.
Yes. And I know that you have posted some before and after pictures. And people will tell you, like, you look so much younger. And, you know, just like, even myself, like in my before and after picture, it looks almost like years has been taken off in the pictures themselves. And I'm like, wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I know that when you went through like a healing crisis, is that what you call it? Right.
That's what I would call it now, looking back. My health basically, now, I always had a lot of issues with my allergies, and in my childhood, I remember having a lot of irritable bowel symptoms before it was called irritable bowel syndrome. It was just diarrhea. It was, you know, bowel issues and indigestion, diarrhea, constipation, and everyone just would always say it was normal. That pretty much stopped being like a big, big issue, but my gut for a long time was bloated, swollen, inflamed inside, like there were knots in my intestines, and that went on for several years, but I didn't have the, you know, crazy diarrhea, et cetera. Sorry if this is a lot of info, but we are talking about candida after all.
Yeah, and, you're perfect.
And so so basically in 2011 and 2012, I was actually vegan, and I became vegan because it was, you know, some for spiritual reasons, some for, you know, humanitarian reasons. And to be honest, I think that becoming, so first I was a raw vegan for 6 months, and then I just was vegan and eating cooked and vegan. But in the very beginning when I did the raw food diet, I felt really amazing because there's no grains. You're just eating vegetables and fruit and nuts and seeds, et cetera. And it was very detoxifying. And for a little while, I was convinced that that diet that I had to eat. And so I did it for 6 months straight. And by the end of 6 months, I was no longer feeling the high from that diet, but I still want to change and start eating again. And so I just started to eat cooked foods again. I started eating grains. I ate a lot of eggplant, curries, you know, a lot of what vegans will eat, and right. chickpeas and lentils. And I did notice that those 2 years, that next year and a half of being vegan, cooked food, vegan, my health started to decline for the next year. And my allergies got worse. My skin got worse. I noticed my skin texture was getting not very good. My nails started to get wavy on my hands. I started to smell strange odors coming from my body. I was very depressed. Yeah. I was very anxious. And I was on a healing path already, so I just kept thinking, oh, I got to heal myself. I got to heal myself. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I got to heal myself. And it did spur a lot of education in my life where I learned a lot. But then those last 6 months of being vegan, everything went south really, really fast all of a sudden because I developed symptoms of endometriosis. And once the symptoms of endometriosis hit, the very first month, and I felt the pain of that particular disease. It was so intense in my body and so painful that I became very worried, very scared. And then I think because of the fear, the stress, my immune system shut down even more. And for the next 6 months, I literally became so sick and in so much pain in my body that there were moments where I was praying because I was like, is this the end of me? Is this how I'm going to die? Do I have to go into the medical right. system? Are they going to diagnose me with cancer? Are they going to diagnose me with whatever it is, right? And I already mm-hmm. had this realization of our medical system and our pharmaceutical system being kind of terrifying for a person to step into. And I didn't want to go that route because I felt like that it was only going to get me addicted to these drugs that I didn't want to be on. And I was so certain that I could heal myself. And I literally just prayed and I prayed for a solution. And then finally one day I saw this ad on Facebook and it turned me off, this ad. I got really triggered by it and I was like, ew. And I like closed it off and I ignored it actually. And luckily, this ad was shown in my feed another 4 or 5 times. And it was actually maybe the 5th time that I finally was like, wait a minute, Candida. And I was like, I thought I knew about Candida because I'd done some Candida cleansing in the past. And I was like, but wait, let me just look at this. And I finally clicked on it. And I started reading the website and I started to read about leaky gut syndrome, fungal candida, all these things I didn't previously understand about candida. And I was like, wow, maybe this could be a solution for me because I was noticing certain symptoms besides the endometriosis that were similar to candida. And I was pulling out these like filmy, weird, white, stringy things out of my cheeks and in my eyes every morning. I was craving sugar like crazy. My skin was getting really bad. My allergies were really bad. And when I finally saw all the symptoms that are related to candida, I was like, holy cow, this could have been my whole problem all along. And maybe I never actually fully took care of it. And then when I started this diet and the raw vegan diet on my gut, and I started to realize I must have had leaky gut since I was a child with all those symptoms of IBS. And so I started to put all the puzzle pieces together, and I was like, I have to try this cleanse. So I actually, at that time, I was totally broke, I hadn't been working for several months. I happened to be doing this work exchange, living and taking care of a child. So luckily I was in a position where I had a place to live and I, you know, I was still surviving. But I didn't have money and I didn't have money to buy the cleanse. So I messaged them on Facebook and I pitched to them, hey, look, I produce media. Let me help you create a before and after video campaign. And yeah. The crazy, miraculous thing was that they said yes. I sent them my viral video, and they're totally in the same kind of, you know, spiritual alignment, and they thought my video was hilarious, and so they were like, okay, let's do this. And so I was one of the subjects, as well as a few other people, and we all started the cleanse at the same time and finished the cleanse at the same time. And the results across all of the five people who did the cleanse were so amazing because we were all actually exhibiting somewhat different symptoms of candida with maybe some overlapping symptoms, right? So there were some symptoms that one person would have and one person would have other symptoms. I would have these other symptoms. And then we all had some, the most common primary common symptom was crazy sugar cravings and carb cravings, but some of the symptoms that were manifesting on the body were very different between all of us. But all of us, and we were all very connected at the time, talking about the cleanse, supporting each other through the cleanse, and we would text each other and be like, hey, are you having a meltdown today? You know, so we all got to go through together. And by the end of the 45 days, all of my pain was gone. My allergies were pretty much gone. At that time, as long as I stayed on the GAPS diet, which the GAPS diet is a very healing diet for the gut, and I had no more pain in my gut. The symptoms of endometriosis were gone. 6 months of those symptoms, I actually did not have a period, and my period came back. I was like halfway, three quarters of a way through the cleanse, my brain was like this sponge for new information and education. And I was just like, I want to learn everything. And I was like reading and studying and learning. And I had so much energy, so much capacity to do things. I was thinking clearly for the first time in so long. And I could not believe it. And it was shocking to me that my allergies, which I had lived with for 30 plus years in my life, were pretty much gone. And I was angry. I was like, how is it possible that we could be told that we're supposed to just live with all of these things for decades, and in 45 days it can be gone? And that's why I became so passionate about it. I was like, this is not okay with me, and I am not okay with our society having to live with all of this disease that we don't have to live with. So, you know, I was already very public on social media then, and I just started to share and share and share. And, you know, I did have to learn through my own body, through the GAPS diet, where my body was after the cleanse. There were plenty of times that I would try to eat something that my gut wasn't ready for in that first year, and my allergies would get it triggered. It was like the place, go-to place for my body to release candida was thrushing out the sinuses. And so people will have different manifestations of the die-off. It's like wherever your body decides to push it out is where it's going to push it out, and you don't know exactly until you do it, and then you'll notice later if you accidentally trigger something, eat something your body doesn't want, doesn't like, it'll push it out that pathway again. So, you know, eventually you can heal those pathways up, and once you repopulate your gut with the beneficial bacteria, heal and seal up your gut, then your body can process it more the way it's meant to in the digestive process. So it's really fascinating, and I think that people are going to be learning and understanding more and more about our microbial health and how important that is moving forward.
Absolutely. And I love how you touched on the subject of it made you angry, because I feel like that's a lot of what people on the other I'll call it on the other side, because I feel like I'm on the other side of this big mountain now, and there's still some people who are still on this on the other side of this big mountain, and they're looking at us talking about this, and they're like, really, this pill that I'm going to take for 45 days is going to get rid of my endometriosis pain that I've been having my entire life, and I've been to 100 doctors, and they all tell me there's nothing they can do about it, and I know what it sounds like. Looking at it from that aspect, because that's how I felt with my migraines, right? I had migraines. Yeah. I had been to all kinds of doctors. They literally were going to send me to Ohio State, which is near my home, and have a doctor insert needles into my skull. And they were also going to try and do Botox. They were going to inject Botox around the base of my skull to try and get rid of my migraines. And I was like, that just seems... it seems a little invasive. Like, isn't there something else? I mean, this is to the point
it's
of what the doctors
insane,
were wanting to do,
right?
I know.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want a needle stabbed into my brain. That doesn't sound pleasant to me. So when I learned about this, you know, I thought, what do I have to lose? I really don't have anything to lose, because I'm tired of feeling sick. I'm tired of being in bed and not spending time with my children. I have 4 young kids, and they were to the point where they knew it when I would come home and I didn't look good. My kids knew that I wasn't going to be able to spend the evening with them. And that's upsetting, you know? And I know there's a lot of other mothers, and there's a lot of other people who you have obligations and you have a life and you can't enjoy any of it because you feel sick all the time. And the doctors aren't helping. All they want to do is give you more medicine, which causes more problems and other problems. And you just get sucked into this vicious cycle. And this to me was like a whole new perspective on life. You know, now I have a whole new perspective of healing myself with food instead of medication. And, you know, this is a way to help me get my life back. And that's why I'm passionate about it too, because I see a lot of people that are having symptoms similar to yours and mine, as well as other people who are in the support group. And I'm just like, you know, if you step out of your comfort zone and try this, I think it would really, really help you. It would change your life, probably, in my opinion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, the wonderful thing is that now, today, more and more people are trying this and using it and getting the results, and they know that it works. And then they're also starting to really understand what it takes to heal the damage that is left behind. And the awesome thing is that once you do this cleanse, your whole palate, like the way that you relate to food and how you taste food and eat food, actually really changes. And sometimes we learn because there's something habitual that we end up doing, and then we're like, oh my God, that was so toxic. How did I ever eat that, right?
Yes.
But before, when there's all this candida in your body, we're not fully ourselves, like literally. And
no.
I think that people don't realize that we are literally more bacteria than we are human cells. When you look at a person standing in front of you, when you look at yourself in the mirror, what makes up this physical body is more bacteria than human cells. And that bacteria is our ecosystem. It's called the microbiome, and it's the ecosystem of bacteria, beneficial bacteria, flora, as well as pathogenic bacteria and candida yeast in the gut. And that microbiome is everything. It's your whole immune system. And not everybody understands that. And so when our body begins to build up with candida, and I remember being a child, and my mom made a lot of bone broth, Taiwanese home cooking. It was very farm-to-table kind of cooking. So we did have rice, but we always had soup and bone broth. And I think that really saved me up through high school until I went to college. And I do remember when I went to college, something took over. And before college, I was never interested in sugar. I was never interested in cheese. And then when I went to college, suddenly something switched. And I remember suddenly I was ravaged for sugar. And I could make one of those like Betty Crocker cakes, you know, like angel cake or whatever, and put like frosting on it and like eat half of it, right? Or like just eat like half of it. It's like rainbow sprinkles, the most processed crap that you could possibly eat. And I would eat it. And I used to never eat that. And I would buy, you know, especially college, you know, I'd buy bags of chips and I'd eat the whole bag of chips while I'm doing my homework or studying. So things really went south in college when I was eating cafeteria food, three meals a day, every day, and all my snacks, right? It was all so bad. And it literally hijacked my whole being, my whole personality, really, because after that, everything in my life revolved around food and my snacks and the sugar and the next thing and the next thing. It's like, when are we going to do this? When it, you know, and everything was about that. And I had so much resistance and lack of motivation, and I would take lots of naps and I was exhausted, and I would literally just like let days and days and days go by in this haze and a cloud, just thinking about, oh, I would love to do this, but I'll do that when I'm ready, or, you know, when I finally make it, then I'll be able to start working out. When I'm finally successful, then I'll be able to hire a personal trainer. So I was living in this like really not present place, and partly because my body was so just so bogged down with all of this stuff that I couldn't be present. I just wanted to sleep all the time, you know. I wanted to just get the day to pass. And so, you know, there were different moments in my life where I've had better clarity. There was a period in my life where I was working for this skincare company that was a doctor created, and I actually did get on a low carb kind of diet and no grain, low carb for a short period of time, and I did feel amazing, but it still re-hijacked me again, and I would get amnesia and I would like totally forget, and then I would go through these cycles, and then I'd be like, okay, I gotta cleanse and look good for my, you know, I was an actor for 10 years in LA, and I would start to gain weight, and I'd be like, okay, I gotta fast, I gotta do this, and it was all these very temporary fixes, and I couldn't wait until they were over so I could eat that thing again, right? Go get the ramen, go get the pizza, go get the this. Always candida foods, and it was literally like, sometimes I literally felt like possessed by another entity, while my mind is saying, don't eat that, don't eat that bread, don't eat it, and my hand is like reaching out in front of me, grabbing it and stuffing it into my face, and I'm like, okay, just love yourself, it's okay, you gotta forgive yourself, you know, and like so many times, and I thought something was wrong with me. I thought it was my own personal will, that I didn't have the willpower, that something was wrong with me. I was doomed to failure, that, you know, again, like I said, I was on this healing path. So for a long time, I was diving into every healing modality to try to fix this invisible old wound that was the source of my addictions and all of these things and my lack of power. And then this health crisis happened. And then by the time I was done with the cleanse, I was like, oh my God, this is me. This is me choosing for myself what I want. This is me saying no easily to that stuff that doesn't even look like food anymore. And it completely altered and changed everything. And finally, in these last few years, I'm actually doing all the things that I know that I have the ability to do. I'm actually helping other people. I'm actually contributing to society. I'm actually helping people break through, right? All of these things I've always wanted to do. And in the past, felt like I didn't have, I couldn't somehow. And I realized that, you know, the candida consciousness, I call it candida consciousness.
Yes.
That bacteria balance tips the scale, it's almost like we are just the host for this other consciousness. And it's going to demand that food. It will create stories and call it hypoglycemic. No, I have to have my carbs because I'm super hypoglycemic. I have to have it. Right? Like, we will invent stories, right, to keep feeding that beast. And until we get it out, it can potentially rise to the surface again, because a single cell bacteria can bloom in a day. Like, if you've ever seen a loaf of bread bloom with fungus, right, mold, it can happen overnight. You'll have a perfectly good loaf of bread, and then the next day you're like, oh my God, it's all covered with mold. Well, it's the same thing with candida. It's if you give it the right environment, you eat that loaf of bread, for example, before it goes moldy and it's hot and sweaty and, you know, summertime, you will bloom a ton of candida overnight because you just fed all of those single-cell microorganisms and they just split and split and split and grow. So it's, you know, when people really understand that keeping our microbiome in a healthy balance is really the most important thing, and healing the gut from the damage, then we are going to be a society of these amazing avatar beings who are, like, super in our body, feeling really good in the body, feeling good about yourself, aging gracefully, aging without pain, right?
I feel like that's how we're meant to be. You know, this is the way that we are right now, especially in the Western hemisphere, like, is like, just, you know, we're killing ourselves. Everything that we're putting into our bodies, and it's not. And when you say it's almost like another consciousness wanting it, the way I describe it to people before I started the cleanse, I work in a like a mortgage company. So I sit at a desk all day and we have the vending machines. And I was craving sugar so bad. I felt like I could just go in and rip the vending machine out of the wall and eat the entire machine just to get to one candy bar. Like, I just wanted one candy bar. That's it. And it would make me grumpy. I don't know if you've ever seen those Snickers commercials where they've got, like, Marsha from the Brady Bunch, and she turns into, like, this big biker dude, and she's all grumpy and smashing things. And then they give her a Snickers bar, and she turns back into Marsha, and they're like, do you feel better now? That's how I felt. I was like,
that's funny.
This big, grumpy monster, like, just give me sugar. And then after doing the cleanse, I look at things like candy bars and I look at M&Ms or bread, and I don't even crave them anymore. I'm like, and especially fast food restaurants, like, you know, there was a time where I would go and get Big Macs and, you know, French fries, and I look
French
at it now and it's, it makes me so sick just to even look at it. And I never thought that I would hear those words come out of my mouth. I would be like, French fries, yeah. Now I'm like, French fries,
right? And
it's
even
so,
what you said about...
It's such a different way of living. And I know that when I was on the other side of this before, I would look at people that are saying the things I'm saying right now and I'd be like, oh my gosh, I don't believe them. They're lying. Like, they totally go into their closet at night and eat French fries in the back corner or something.
I totally hear you, because today my body has naturally gravitated towards eating in a certain way that I never would have imagined that I would eat, which is mostly paleo and a lot fewer calories and bulk of food than I used to eat. I used to eat 3 full meals plus snacks every single day. I was kind of snacking all day. It was normal for me to just always have some kind of snack going on.
Right.
And those meals. And now I will have, you know, sometimes like a good high fat, high protein breakfast, eggs, or I do like a tea with fats, like the Bulletproof style. And it just keeps me going for a while. And my main meal is dinner. And I started to remember that these doctors and scientists would talk about how the key to longevity and one of the best ways to promote life and longevity was to eat a restricted caloric diet. And I thought it was insane back then. I didn't think it was possible. I didn't think it was possible for me to not eat rice and bread. But now they taste good if you're eating it in the moment. It's kind of like, it does kind of hijack you in that moment. I notice when I do give myself some of those things chemically, but I notice afterwards that my energy is not as good. And I'm like, I want to feel good. I want to be operating at my optimal. I'm not okay with operating at less than optimal now. I want to feel the best.
Yes.
And so now I know what the formula is, and so I would rather choose that versus not. And then something you said just a moment ago, just to bring it up really quick, about how you kind of feel like when you are still the candida monster, how you can kind of be that monster, right? And you're grumpy and irritable. Just think of the kids, right, in our world,
yeah.
and especially in the U.S. today, who are really addicted to sugar and processed foods. We just spent the weekend at a festival, and there were teenagers with our friends. Our friends have some teenagers, and they were kind of expressing themselves in that way of, like, really grumpy and irritable until they get their candy. And then they're kind of feeling good for maybe a minute, right? And then they're irritable and grumpy again, and they're having miserable
right.
time, complaining about this, complaining about that. And, you know, that's what makes me, makes my heart break right now, of seeing all the kids in the world who
yes.
are getting all of these messaging about the sugars and the cereals and the this and then all of this processed food, and they don't necessarily know to make the right choices for themselves yet, and they don't know that it's not healthy for them. And I see
right.
them beginning to suffer at younger and younger ages from diabetes, obesity, autoimmune issues, and, you know, we're going to have a real health kind of a global health crisis on our hands if we don't start to really get this information out there. That's what
oh,
I'm
yeah.
seeing as the scary thing. So
absolutely,
I think
it's
really important for us to talk about it.
Yes, and like I said, I do have 4 kids, and I have started to adapt more of the paleo diet with them, but I've noticed that it's extremely hard in our society because here at home, you know, I can make a nice breakfast for them. I can pack their lunch. We can make a nice healthy dinner for them. But when you go to a birthday party, there's literally nothing they can eat. And what are you going to do? Bring them a cup of bone broth, and they're not going to want to drink that in front of their friends, you know? And I would like to say, yes, my child would stand up and say, you know what, that's not something that I want to eat, and I'm going to eat this instead. But right now they're in this place where they want to fit in with their friends. And it's like everyone's eating all this candy, and they're eating all this, you know, pizza and hot dogs. And so here at
yeah,
home, I can
do that.
But then when they go to school and stuff, it's almost like we have to not only build them up here at home to teach them to make good decisions, but it's like we have to teach them that it's okay to stand out and do your own thing. You know, it's okay to say,
mm-hmm.
I don't really want the pizza. Like, people are going to respect you more if you make those kinds of decisions. So teaching them that as well is really important. And that's kind of
mm-hmm.
a lesson that takes a long time to teach. So they're still, because we were the family that would get pizza on Fridays, and we would go to McDonald's, and we would, you know, we did all of the fast food restaurants, and we ate really unhealthy foods for a while. So now that we're starting to change our lifestyle, it's been hard for them to go to school, and, you know, they get cupcakes for birthdays and stuff like that, or they
mm-hmm.
get in the mornings. I mean, I'm surprised at the food that they offer kids in schools, in public schools. They do not offer them fruits and vegetables. They offer them, you know, muffins. They offer them cereal.
Mm.
They offer them donuts. And just
yeah.
for breakfast. And then lunch is even worse. I mean, so now they get their lunches packed from home. And I've seen a huge turnaround. My son is ADD, and my daughter suffers. They both suffer from migraines, my younger son and daughter. And they both have, when we change their diet, huge improvement with headaches, a huge improvement with focusing. And, you know, with ADD, there's a lot of outbursts, like, I don't want to say tantrums,
yeah.
but, you know, you can't control your emotions sometimes. I can see
right.
a huge turnaround with my son when his diet has gone down a little bit. He'll start acting
right.
up more, can't focus. So diet is really important. And the way that I've described it to people before is, no, I can't force my children to eat in a specific way, but I can kind of, you know, give them the options here at home to eat healthy, and then they can kind of see how they change when they eat different things. So like they'll go to school and they'll have, you know, a cupcake or something, and they'll come home and they'll be like, you know, my day was really bad and I got in trouble and I had to move my marker down, and then I came home and I had to lose my privileges or whatever because I was talking back. And so then I can sit down with them and I'll be like, you know, do you see a correlation with the cupcake that you had today or yesterday, or that, you know, the giant ice cream that you've had 3 days in a row? And they're like, oh yeah. So then they'll change it again.
Wow.
And they'll eat healthy for a few days and then they'll notice the difference. But this is going to be an ongoing process. You know what I mean? I can't
right.
be there with them every day. So they're it's kind of, you know, part of growing up, learning to make those good decisions. And we just kind of have to give them the guidance and then the freedom to make those decisions for themselves sometimes, you know?
Right.
I love your approach.
Thanks.
I think it's
great.
And I think you should teach people about it, because I think a lot of parents struggle with this, with their kids.
Yeah, I want to. And I think I'm still in that stage of, I feel like I'm not perfect at it yet, but I don't think any of us will ever be perfect. You know, there's days where my kids get ice cream. You know, I'm just going to be honest. There's days where they have gotten ice cream and they've gotten cupcakes. And then there's that guilt around it too sometimes, where you feel like, oh my gosh, I fed them a cupcake. What do I do? Now I feel like a bad mom. But to take a step back and be like, wait a second. No, you're not feeding them McDonald's, you know, 3 times a day, 7 days a week. They had a bowl of ice cream. They're going to be okay. But just teaching them to, you know, make more good decisions than bad. And then every once in a while, a bowl of ice cream is not going to hurt you. You might feel it for a day or two, but it's not going to ruin your whole life, you know?
Right. I think it's so amazing what you're doing with your kids. And I had my own experience with my mom, and, you know, we didn't know anything about Candida. We didn't know any of that. But now that I look back, everything that she did as a homemaker, like she cooked homemade meals for us and soup and broth. And I remember looking back, and there were times as a kid, I'd be like, oh, I want some soup. I want something light. I want something healthy, because I would feel like crap. Right. And so I would crave my mom's cooking. I would crave that kind of bone broth soup type of cooking and vegetables and stuff. So I think that it makes a huge difference, everything that you're doing right now. And just know that, because I used to eat all of that crap, right? I used to eat so much crap. We were allowed to eat everything because we just had no consciousness around it. And so we would go to Costco and buy huge boxes of, like, chips and crackers and Kix bars and whatever, Reese's peanut butter cups, and we ate them freely. And granted, I had a lot of issues that I kept to myself, depression, thoughts, suicidal thoughts before. But I was so, you know, I wanted to be a good person, and I didn't want to be a burden to anybody. So I never ever talked about those things, and I always tried to work them out myself somehow. But until after the Candida cleanse, I never realized how, you know, those types of feelings don't have to be a regular part of your landscape feeling depression and sadness and anxiety. I had so much anxiety that I just kind of hid, you know, under the surface.
That was me too. I've struggled with depression and anxiety most of my adult life, and, you know, into my teenage years too. And it's a combination of things. So definitely diet and the Candida cleanser and taking care of the Candida overgrowth, but also learning how to process my emotions through, like, meditation and consciousness and things like that, which these are things that typically in the average household and my culture, we're not taught. You know what I mean? That's not something that's really taught anymore. So learning how to do these things for myself and recognize emotions, process them, and letting them go is a huge factor of that. And I learned that before I did the cleanser, so it helped some. But there were still times where depression and anxiety would take hold of me, and I could not shake it. You know what I mean? And that's the part where the Candida you know, was factoring in. So I think it's a combination of all of
right.
this. You know, you have to work with the diet and the and getting rid of the candida, and then also doing different things like meditation or yoga or something like that to help you process some of the emotions that we feel, because we're humans and we get bombarded with all kinds of emotions on a daily basis, you know?
Absolutely. And not only that, we store a lot of repressed emotions in the body. And, you know, when our body stores toxins and sugars and into fat cells, basically, that's why we store fat, right? Is to basically protect your body from these toxins. And that is, you know, what I learned and what I discovered as I was shedding and shedding and shedding over the last few years was that there were ancient emotions from my childhood. I wasn't breastfed. I was formula raised. Deep, ancient fears and anxieties as a baby that I can only pinpoint to those times of not having had the mother's breast, right, and having this bottle that is giving me food but then also making me very sick simultaneously.
Yeah, yes.
And the kind of anxiety that gives a brand new being in the world, right? I had a lot of fear of death. I had a lot of anxiety, just like tremendous anxiety as a child. I couldn't, you know, at McDonald's, I wouldn't be able to go up to the counter and get a ketchup. Right, I was so terrified of the world and life and everything. And so in my shedding process, in the healing process, I felt myself tap into a lot of ancient repressed emotions that you're absolutely right. We have to be open to letting them come out and being expressed in a healthy way. And we aren't taught how to do that. And so, I absolutely agree with you. I think having been on a healing path before the Candida cleanse and all of the healing, it all kind of led to this experience. And because of the spiritual healing and understanding of how we can change and how we can reprogram our thoughts to be kinder and gentler and more encouraging to ourselves and, you know, having the awareness of all of that and having the awareness of epigenetics, right, how the environment is actually what contributes to disease. It's not just genetic. All of these understandings that I've been studying up to the health crisis helped me to be very patient with the process, to just be aware of what comes up as it comes up. And even now, I'm on the fourth cleanse in 4 years, and I have been noticing a little more anxiety in my body, and I'm like, I've been kind of asking myself, what's going on with me, right? Why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling frustrated and tense? And then I realized, oh, I'm doing this cleanse again, and what's happening right now in my fourth year is the deepest regions of my intestines where there had been these knots, hard knots, that have improved tremendously since 2013, but I've still had some small knots in there. Something's been happening there. So what I'm understanding about the cleanse is that if you think about the way the body can get wound up and wrapped up in this like biofilm of candida, and then over time, if it's there for a long time, it can harden. We can actually, you know, tumors are tested and they're 60 to 70% candida albicans. That's why they're white. So we might have masses that aren't taken care of in that very first cleanse. It could take time. And so right now I feel something really opening up deep in my gut, very deep in my gut. And I haven't had any flu symptoms, any kind of body joint pains, and that tells me that it's been out of my bloodstream since all last year. Last year I did the cleanse, and I only had a tiny little bit of that achiness, fluiness, and I believe that that's more of it in your bloodstream. But this year, it's more in that deep, deep region of my gut where I've had that kind of hardness, and it's breaking up. It's opening up. It's been releasing. I've been having these releases and a little stomach rumbling and stuff, but it hasn't been taking me out or anything like that. But I have noticed a bit of anxiety, and I realize it's part of feeling that part of my gut, and it's
right.
all of the energy that's been stored there that I've been holding on since my childhood, because I know that all of that began in my childhood a long, long time ago from the irritable bowel syndrome symptoms, etc. So I'm super grateful to feel this right now, because I feel like I'm healing a very deep part of my gut that has been holding on still, and I'm ready to let it go. And so it's just, let it go.
Let it go. Yeah.
Let it go.
You know, it's funny, talking with you tonight has actually reminded me of when I say that my migraines started when I was around 8 years old. I actually remember, and now I'm going to have to like go talk to my mom about this or something, because I don't remember all the details, but I had chronic constipation as a child, and I was actually hospitalized, I believe, at around the age of 8 or 9, and they had to pump like, they put like a tube into my nose, into my stomach, and pumped like laxatives into my system for about a day or two, because I was so So that would make total sense that at the age of 8, if that happened to me, then having the migraine starting around that time, because your gut and your brain are totally connected. So that's a very big eye opener for me. And it does,
that's
like you
really
said, happen
interesting.
It does, like you said, happen in your childhood, I believe, when you're, you know, you're growing and you are developing that microbiome. And if that gets messed up as a child, then you're just going to carry all of these things into your adulthood, and it's just going to get worse as the years go on.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what happened to me until I finally did that cleanse and with the gut healing diet. What happened. A lot of things started when I was a child that progressed, and then until I just broke down at age 33.
Right. And just because we have about 7-8 minutes left, I just want to let anyone know who's listening or on Periscope, if you want to find more out about Candida, the website to check that out is candidacleanser.com. Correct, Patty?
Yes.
Okay, so you would want to go to candidacleanser.com, and this is the cleanse that both of us did, and it tells you a little bit about all the different symptoms. There's a lot of videos on there with information and personal stories, so definitely check that out. And also, Patty has her website. It's is it universe.co, is that right?
Well, that one is not fully launched yet, but, you know, we can send people to pattyuniverse.com, Patty, PattyYUniverse.com.
Okay. So if you would like to find out more about Patty and what she does, you can go to that website. And also, if you're interested in finding more out about the Candida Cleanser, go to candidacleanser.com. So I just wanted to put that out there before the show ended and I forgot to say it.
Oh, yeah.
But I am so grateful that you were able to call in and share with us tonight. And can you give us just like a small sample of some of the symptoms that people can have? Because I know there's a huge variety of them, but what are some of the most common ones?
I would say people probably start out experiencing it in the digestion. So things like constipation, indigestion, heartburn, diarrhea, stomach aches, bloating, painful bloating and gas. And that's kind of where it begins. And then you might start noticing headaches, neck pain. My neck started to go out when I was a kid. My neck used to go out when I was young. And then when I was an adult, it hit before I did the cleanse, and it was really severe for more than a year, actually. But I remember that it actually happened when I was a child, too. So neck pain, your neck going out, your back going out, having night sweats, getting really hot at night and just, like, sweating in your sleep, And then it starts to manifest as skin rashes, where it's coming out of the skin, psoriasis, eczema. It tends to manifest first in the delicate parts of your skin, sometimes around your neck or on your arms or behind your knees, on your ankles, but it can spread and become very, you know, spread pretty rapidly to other parts of your skin. And then, you know, people might notice discoloration of the skin texture can change, itchiness, tingling, itching in the body, jitteriness, like where your legs can't stop moving or you kind of like feel like you're itching everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, and then someone, thrush.
In the chat room mentioned that some of the symptoms they know were ADHD, mental symptoms with like anxiety, depression, bipolar, and schizophrenia are some of the symptoms. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes. Yes. And that's when it starts to manifest in the brain and when it crosses the blood-brain barrier, which Candida has the ability to do, the fungus. It can get into your joints, so your joints start to ache. You might, especially in the morning when you wake up, feel achy joints, pain. People sometimes will have strange pains in their bodies and they can't explain them on the bottoms of their feet. It's usually these different meridian points, actually, in your body. And you might notice them matching each other on both sides of your body, or you might just notice it more on one side if your problem is more on one side. Sinus allergies, a lot of bad breath, halitosis, white tongue. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on and on. And then when it gets so bad in your bloodstream, then you start developing autoimmune disorders, right? Like chronic hay fever allergies, Hashimoto's, endometriosis, fibromyalgia.
MS, musculoskeletal.
MS. There's at least one person in our support group who was diagnosed with degenerative disc disease, and after she did the cleanse and did GAPS, she no longer has symptoms of that anymore either. And she used to be arthritis in her whole body, and she could barely get out of the couch at age 38, and that is all gone now too. So there's just so many things that are actually now people are beginning to understand that Candida is at the very root one of the underlying issues, and the other underlying issues is diet and gut health and, you know, your nutrients, toxicity level, and your gut health. And if we resolve all of those things, we can heal and we can come back to being very vibrant and well. And there's even people who have, you know, healed the gut and resolved autism in their children by doing GAPS diet, for example. I've met some people who have healed their children's autism with GAPS diet. So we're starting to understand that gut nutrition, toxicity, and your bacterial balance in your body is all really crucial to your health. It's like we're a sponge. If you keep layering on all toxic stuff, we're going to start oozing it out, literally. And so you have to, like, clean it out. Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, we've got about a minute left, so I just want to just thank you again for joining me tonight, Patty. All of your information and all of the, you know, stories, information that you shared with us tonight is really helpful, and I know that it's going to help someone. And if anyone is listening and you're having any of these symptoms, I encourage you to go to CandidaCleanser.com or just, you know, research Candida, you know, start looking into it a little more. And but CandidaCleanser.com and the Candida Cleanser support group on Facebook, there's a lot of great stories. There's a lot of support and help there.
Yes.
So
definitely join us there.
Yes. So I want to thank you all for listening, whether it's live on Periscope or if you're listening to the replay. And I hope that you are all on the best healing journey. So
thank you so much, Misty.
Oh, thank you, Patty. And I know that we will connect again because I am just so grateful for learning about the Candida Cleanser and Candida through you. And it's changed my life around completely. So thank you so much.
Amazing. Amazing.
You have a wonderful, wonderful night. And we will talk
thank
again
you.
Next Wednesday. You're welcome. And next Wednesday, we'll
okay.
be talking with Naomi, for anybody who's listening.
Okay.
Naomi, and we'll be talking about demystifying the mystical. So thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.